Moncrief on News Talk.
A committee of scientists in the UK is currently putting together a number of suggestions to what should be added to the school curriculum there, and among them are lessons in licking ice lollies. Apparently chowing down on a loop-the-loop or a wibbly-wobbly wonder can teach you about science, in the same way that drinking beer teaches us about brewing and driving your car makes you a qualified mechanic. News Talk's D Snowflakes Need a Kick in the Arse correspondent Henry McKean has been out to discover what other practical skills should be taught to children. Good afternoon, Henry.
Sean, yeah, good afternoon. I think it's all about the melting, or you could say, are we all just melts in this?
Yeah.
But I think it's about the science and the melting. For me, I am rubbish at eating lollies and chalk ices and magnums, basically a chalk ice with a stick, because chocolate falls off.
Well, that's the chocolate's fault. Well, I don't think there's any way around
it. I think there's a technique.
It crackles?
A plate. But yeah. I think it's about the melting and the science. But it is interesting. And I suppose we're discussing here how we teach kids to be better adults and how we teach them to perhaps load or empty a washing machine, DIY, chatting someone up. I'm just talking about myself, really.
Yeah.
I wish they taught you in school.
Can you teach that as a skill, chatting someone up?
I think there should be chatting up classes in school on how you chat up whoever you want to chat up. I definitely think I was rubbish at that.
Yeah.
And that's a life learning skill.
But if we in the age we live in now, there would have to be girls being taught how to chat up,
yes.
Boys, girls being taught to chat up.
Well, you'd
girls
have the Me Too movement and discussion before that, and then you get on to the chat up bit.
Yeah. That's a minefield.
Oh, it is.
That's a total... Can you imagine? Sex education would be one thing, but this is, you know...
I know.
This is even worse.
But we should do it. Even how would you ask a girl to a disco? That should be discussed as well in school.
I don't know if kids do that anymore.
Well, they don't really
They slip into your DMs. I don't even know what that is. It sounds disgusting to me, actually, slipping into someone's DMs.
It does.
I thought it was a reference to shoes, rather than it's social media.
Slipping into something.
But changing a plug or, you know, basic things like ironing.
Cooking. For example, I've got an electric lawnmower, just a basic one from Argos, which I think is gone now. And it only works sometimes. And I don't know what's wrong with it. And I'd love to be able to take it apart and figure out, do I need to change the fuse?
We used to have an electric lawnmower, and then we had to eventually get rid of it because there were so many breaks in the wire because they kept mowing over the wire.
Maybe that's it. That's what's wrong with it. But I wish I knew.
That's a death trap, Henry. You want to check for that.
No.
Find you dead in the front garden.
But anyway, I'll stop. Killed by... No, and I'd love to be killed by the scissor bit. You know the bit underneath?
Yeah.
That'd be far more dramatic.
It wouldn't kill you. You'd probably just have fingers flying off in all directions.
Yeah.
And then you stagger into the house with your arm a bloodied stump and then die in front of your children.
And it's not even Halloween.
Kind of thing.
No.
Yeah.
But I got to speak to older people and I asked them what they wished for, when they're learning.
Self-defense classes.
Self-defense?
Yeah, I think.
And some schools offer that, but you think it should be on the curriculum?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So keep everyone safe.
Keep everyone safe with what's going on around the town today,
What about yourself? Can you do self-defence?
No, but I can't now, but I got my kids into when they were younger, you know.
So did they do karate?
Yeah, they did judo and karate and that type of thing.
So they're, able to fight anyone off?
Yeah, well, they're in their 20s, 30s now, so...
I guess most more practical things, like cooking certainly would have been useful. It's almost like some sort of sustaining yourself. Changing tyre, very useful. I have no idea. Own a car, but probably embarrassing to say. My father hopefully would listen to this. Those life skills.
I think to have known a bit more about politics, and of course I'm much older now, but I knew very, very little about early 20th century history and the troubles, the old troubles, etc., etc., 1916. And I wish that I'd been taught. I wish I'd known.
And they didn't teach you?
No, we didn't do that. We did a fair bit of European history, but we did not do 20th century, 1916, anything of that Irish politics.
When did that come into the curriculum? After you left school?
I haven't a clue. I certainly assume so. I mean, I'm in my 70s now, so we were talking a long time back.
Did you do civics?
No.
They didn't have civics then?
They didn't have civics then. Well, certainly not in my school, and it was quite a progressive school. They weren't allowed to beat us up or anything.
So they couldn't beat you. I suppose that was an advantage. So it was quite progressive for its day. Could they have taught you how to chat up a guy or anything like that? Could there have been more?
Certainly not. We did do sex education, but really it was just a joke, and the teacher was more embarrassed about it than we were.
And what did they teach you during sex education?
Gosh, I don't know. I think they did more anatomical drawings and pointing out what was what and where things fitted and producing babies. And maybe they mentioned to be careful.
So really quite simple.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
The ice, okay. That's probably, I don't know if sex education has improved any since then anyway.
Well,
it's
I think it
like,
has a little bit. I mean, I think they still do drawings and, you know, private parts and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. Jim says, I would love if at some stage someone told me how to use a washing machine. There comes a stage in life when you're just expected to know. I had so many trial and error situations. Also, what is a cotton wash? Like, you're just expected to know. I would have thought a cotton wash is pretty self-explanatory. It's where you wash cotton.
Yeah, I think the new washing machines are really quite complicated. They have a lot of technology and you can have an app attached to your phone and all sorts.
Can you?
I think so. And they're quite complicated.
But isn't it? Yeah, but it's just like generally white things go together and generally coloured things go together. And that's really all you need
and
to know.
We all made the mistake. Like I had some green item and it turned everything green.
That's the worst,
but you can get colour catchers. I used to always rely on colour catchers, but my wife's got me off them now because it's, you know, they're addictive.
Are you buying colour catchers again? Quiva says it's sliding into DMs, not slipping.
Well, it could be slipping or sliding.
It could be. Well, I suppose if you slipped into someone's DM, that sounds more accidental. Sorry, I didn't mean to be here. But if you slide in, you're kind of doing it deliberately.
Kind of a bit groovy. And,
it still sounds sleazy, though.
It does. And it is.
Who pays for all these extra classes and specialists to teach them?
Yeah.
That's a good point. But you see, a lot of these are... This is like that lady you were talking to there.
Mm-hmm.
The older people in our communities who have all these life skills would probably be delighted to teach people, younger people, how to do these things.
Exactly.
How to use a washing machine.
The older people can teach us. And schools do, you know, they might throw in a lollipop somewhere. They might try and get the kids into STEM. They do try to think differently. And, you know, I have to bring us on to the Americans because we're still swarming.
The finest education system in the world. They, we all know that.
Well,
that's why they're so knowledgeable.
But they
are nuanced in their thinking.
No, some of them are really quite bright. Remember,
really?
They put a man on the moon and a woman on the moon.
Well, yes, I suppose they did.
Even though they did.
Did they put a woman on the moon?
Well, no, they didn't.
Not they didn't
they,
actually,
they just into space.
Oh, no, okay,
just
so
space.
Bright but sexist.
And I know they did use the Nazis after the war to help them with the space race. Both sides did.
But yeah.
Yeah, but let's try and move on from the Nazis.
From that, right, okay.
But yeah, no, it's all part of our education. But 27,000 Americans are still walking around the city after the Aer Lingus Classic college football. I hope I got the name right.
Yeah, who was playing who?
Oh, it was Virginia Tech were playing another
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
No, that was, apparently it was Georgia Tech. We're playing who?
I think it was Virginia Tech.
Florida State.
Oh,
I was told. I'm being told.
Okay.
I'm being
and
fed
I
this stuff.
I was covering it last week.
Is coming out of my brain.
But yeah, that basically it was an American football college game against two teams. Go sport.
Americans.
I didn't get very much in the with credit cards and how to build credit and things like that, whereas Scott did. You know,
so when it comes to personal finance, how to pay off a credit card that I still struggle with.
Sure, absolutely.
And it's not free money, and they charge interest, and perhaps they should tell us that in school.
Yeah, that would have been nice to have known that a little bit better.
More international news and understanding the world in itself, other than just focused on the United States.
So
but
you
knowing
would
international affairs,
like to have know more about what goes on outside the states,
right?
In school.
Absolutely. We don't get enough of that international flair of news that kind of makes the whole world spin.
Just the overall importance of establishing credit, making sure you're balancing your checkbook, and what things truly cost. I think kids have a huge learning curve when it comes to just how to live on your own and how much you really need to make in the real world to just make your ends meet.
Because, you know, they now have stuff like Revolut and they don't sometimes see coins or notes ever, so they might not even be able to understand that.
Yeah, you know, we grew up in more of a cash economy and now with the onset of more debit cards, credit cards, it makes it a little more challenging to balance and know exactly what you really need to make.
Can you file your taxes yourself? Do you know how to? Do you have to hire someone?
No, you really need to hire someone. If you're you have a single job, you can do it. But if you get any kind of complexities, whether you've got a mortgage, whether you've got other investments, makes it very difficult to file.
Should we teach that stuff in primary school?
Absolutely. You know, I hired someone a couple years ago that didn't understand taxes was even going to get taken out of their paycheck.
So, really?
Yeah, they didn't understand how Social Security worked, how you had to pay into Medicare, that the federal government, the state government, the local government.
They had no idea.
They had no idea.
They thought they got to keep their full whatever they
earned. They got their full amount. Yeah, and they were actually a graduate of a high school.
Personal finance.
They didn't talk to you about that in school at all?
No, not in high school, I mean, or anything. I would say taxes, investing, how to manage your money. That's what I would say.
Maybe something about how to craft an argument or how to create a narrative. I think that when people write or speak sometimes, they'll do it in a way where it's like kind of scatterbrained and throwing stuff at a wall. And I think a skill learned over time that maybe could have been instilled earlier is learning how to create the argument from the beginning.
So like a debate?
Maybe like a debate, but more like a storytelling ability where you incorporate facts and other like anecdotes, how to synthesize information to communicate it to other people.
What she's talking about there, I think, is logic.
Yeah.
Which is a subject, which you can actually learn. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is a bugbear of mine. I must say that they should teach logic to kids in school because you see, so many people make arguments about things. And I mean, like, you know, just you can talk about any, and like we get it in.
Yes.
You mention one subject and somebody texts in, what about something?
Yeah.
You know, and usually the text is that, what about something?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Whataboutery,
for instance. Is illogical. It doesn't actually.
And there's so much of that going on at the moment.
Yeah.
With people going on Facebook and believing stuff and then getting angry.
Yeah. And if people were actually, kids were taught logic in school, it would be a help in terms of discerning what's actually a lot of nonsense.
Well, civil,
some of it, you know.
Disobedience. Kind of thing. Yeah. No, I mean, it is a fascinating one.
I'm surprised though, that guy that the first guy you were talking to there who said that he hired somebody who didn't know that taxes were taken out of their salary.
Well,
why would you hire somebody who didn't know a basic thing like that?
I can understand that.
What did he hire him to do?
Like, I'm not sure, but I think my first paycheck, I was like, you said I was going to be earning whatever an hour, €3.20. And then they would say, well, actually, you're actually earning two because there's this tax and there's that tax. And I think that's quite hard for people to get their heads around. And also in America, my understanding, the tax is relatively low. But yeah, that person was really quite upset.
And then they have to do their own taxes, don't they? Or is that everybody?
I think they have to do their own taxes too. And this is where accountants come in. And this is why accountants are so rich, because they're taking a percentage from everybody because we don't know how to do it. And so many Americans there talked about personal finances. They wish they could be better at it. But, you know, if we get back to normal stuff like maintenance, I did get to meet a maintenance man.
I'm having a chat with a maintenance man in a school up in Donegal. For you, do you think that young people should be able to understand, you know, life lessons? Should more of them be on the curriculum?
Yeah, more like even maintenance there and teaching people how to change tyres and stuff like that. You know, common sense more or less. You know,
so more common sense.
Yeah.
When it comes to ice lollies and stuff like that, I still struggle with an ice lolly and it still breaks off, especially something like a Magnum I struggle with. Could we teach them how to eat an ice lolly?
Well, geez, that's not hard.
So can you eat one without it all falling off?
Yeah.
What's the technique? How'd you do it?
Nice and slow.
Slowly. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Just keep licking.
Yeah.
And for you, what could we teach the kids in the curriculum that's not already there? What sort of things did you leave school and think, I wish I could make a margarita?
Being more nice to one another.
Some manners,
yeah. Nice to one another,
and
not
polite.
To judge. Politeness, not to judge. Just to be nice, you know, if you see something happening to, you know, a kid
decent.
Or anything, just be decent, be nice, you know, be there.
Yeah, well, there's I don't know, can you teach that? Or is that kind of a thing more you teach by example?
Well, I think manners are so important.
Yeah, they are. Someone says, I grew up in Germany. We had life lesson classes. I vividly remember a teacher showing us how to iron and fold our clothes. I still fold my shirts the same way today.
That's
a useful thing. That's a really useful thing. I've been lobbing all my clothes in the wash at the same time for years. Never once had a runny garment. I'm convinced it's a lie.
Oh, it's not.
Says the state. I know it's not a lie. Now, maybe you live by yourself, so you don't have another person whose clothes might be affected by that, or another person living with you who's who could point out that your white shirt is now pink. I'm 54 years old. Don't know how to work the washing machine. Did once when the first child was born 19 years ago. However, I'm sick of cooking for five every day. Says Owen. Well, you know, you're probably doing your bit, and somebody else in the house is looking after the washing machine. Henry, why not get a feast, as the chocolate won't melt with its honeycomb coating?
Oh, a feast. I haven't had a feast in years. Can you still get a feast?
I imagine you can.
I think they were HB and they were on a stick and there was
And they're kind of knobbly on the outside.
Mm, yeah. And there's chocolate, solid chocolate inside it, plus ice cream.
God, I feel like a feast now. Well, Chris says, what I'm hearing here is that we should all be made do home ec. I remember really enjoying it in the first year of secondary school, but being afraid to pick it in case it got slagged, so I chose woodwork instead. Gosh, I wish I could go back in time now and learn how to bake bread properly.
Well, woodwork's important too.
Kevin says, after primary school, secondary school, 4 years of college, my first week at work, I found out that I never learned to understand a payslip, says Kevin. But you must have had some kind of vague inclination that tax would be taken out of your payslip. Anne says biology should be taught to young kids so that they don't they teach biology in school anymore? So they should appreciate how wonderful our bodies are, and maybe it would promote respect. Maybe this would cut down on drug and alcohol abuse. Also, first aid, says Anne.
Well, they teach it in junior cert and leaving cert. And
yeah.
I think they do a little bit even in primary. They do. Yeah,
I thought they'd kind of do a bit. Youngsters should be taught how to change the wheel of a car on the side of a road.
Sure.
Work in a tyre depot. And a while ago, a young female driver came in and asked me to fix the wheel because she said it was broken, says PJ. Another text says, your guess is correct. My husband had to try to put up a shelf over the weekend. Didn't know how to use a screwdriver. Was the most attractive thing I've ever seen. Beautiful looking man, but Jesus, learned some DIY skills. And someone else says, this is a bit more serious, but do they teach you how to use a smartphone in school? That would be very valuable to society. I think that would, yes. That would help a lot.
Well, they pick it up.
I think they're being sarcastic.
There's a baby earlier, and well, the baby didn't have a smartphone, but I'm sure the baby would have picked it up.
They're going to ban them now, aren't they?
About time.
Yeah. So you did talk. So who else did you talk to about this?
And on that, teachers? I mean, I went to a school that was actually opposite a garage where they fix tyres and stuff like that, change a wheel of a car, and the kids sometimes go over and look at that. Here is Mark Canton, principal from St. Lawrence O'Toole's in Dublin 1. And he, by the way, he's looking for two teachers. There is a teacher shortage out there if you want to, you know, get a job there. Also, he talks about how he teaches the kids about filming and they've got green screens. And he says they do a lot of this stuff already.
It's maybe as the song says, it ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it, and that's what gets results. And indeed, they're revising the curriculum at the moment. So the curriculum, in essence, is meant to be child-centred, okay? And the curriculum, what a curriculum is the stuff we want the next generation to know. So at primary school, which is first-level education, it's primary, it's your basic education, before you go on to the harder stuff at your second level, so it's your prep stuff. So all of that kind of stuff is included in your curriculum, between social, personal, health education, science education, language arts, mathematics, and the whole lot. The perspective a lot of people would bring to education is their own understanding of back in the day, which might have spent an awful lot of time sitting in a desk learning spellings. Now, not that we don't do that, we do. But the idea of curriculum today is to be child-centred and multisensory. Multisensory meaning you've got five senses, so you're using all of them. So, I mean, when I saw this morning, it's like, oh, we should do cookery. But should we do cookery in schools?
You do cookery, don't you?
Of course we do. Do we do music in schools? We do all these things in schools. You go around primary schools all around the country. This is implicit, you know? We had a teacher here, her fourth or fifth class presented at the Young Scientist. Now, there isn't a competition at primary level, but it's competitive to kind of get a project to present at the Young Scientist. So, to give an example, so it's just a local example, one of the things that Mary would have done is, take for example the Rosie Hackett Bridge, they would have done a project on that bridge or bridges and all of these kind of things. So whatever was current.
Learning how to change a puncture on your bicycle, you'd get that in there somewhere too.
You would look, there's a garage across the road, and most says great for changing people's bicycles, but it's all of that bicycle safety and all that stuff. I think primary schools are very practical. I don't think that the place is maybe a lot of adults like yourself or myself, people of a certain age. Schools do this stuff, you know, that's what they do. But in fairness to this country and in fairness to the department, huge effort has been put in over the last decade. If you go back to the 99 curriculum, and we're now revising that curriculum, massive effort has been put in to refocus on the primary school curriculum being what we call multisensory, child-centred, and to give children opportunities for all of these practical day-to-day stuff. I mean, we have a washing machine down there because we've got to wash the school kit when we play football matches, and we have other stuff to wash, tea towels and stuff. But yeah, so anything we do, well, anything, machine. Well, you know, does every kid get a chance every day? No, obviously. But I mean, will you get an opportunity somewhere along the line? Yes, you will. We have the recycling centre around the corner, and once a week, one of the classes brings all our recycling up there. Anything you're doing in the curriculum, you're looking to associate it to practicality, to what it means to me, and have a bit of fun, obviously, as well.
Children should learn how to grow plants, and especially fruit and vegetables, and how to nurture, how to be patient, how to provide for themselves, and the joy of eating something you have grown yourself. Someone else says, teach social etiquette. How to use phones and how not to use them, how to interact with people in shops, how to order a round of drinks and deal with a waiter, all while not being a pain in the backside. Well, that's basic civility, really. Look, are parents not responsible for passing on life skills? School is for academic education. Parents need lessons in parenting. It's all gone beyond a joke. Changing attire, manners, social conscious, hot dinners. Is this not parenting? I can't believe what parents are expected to do. Schools are not parents. Well, schools are, kind of expected to teach kids stuff. But you can maybe have a bit of a debate over what's important. Like if your kid is all there, all learning dates about, you know, when the Romans marched into wherever, how much they're going to retain and how much use is it to them? After many years of algebra, trigonometry, higher maths, statistics, etc., none of which I ever use, I wish we'd learned how to balance your bank account, budgeting, basic investments, useful life skills, says one texter, though. Someone else, Owen, says, funny to hear older people recommending that younger people should learn how to balance a checkbook or change your car tire when both these skills are totally defunct. Maybe we need schools for older people that teach them how to use Revolut and how to fill their tyre with sealant, says Owen. I think maybe if you get a puncture, don't you? You still, like, you know, changing the wheel is like...
really important.
Unless, like, car technology has way moved beyond me, and but I thought that's what you did.
Some cars don't come with a spare wheel, believe
it
or
not.
I think so the car companies can save money, so you've got to ring the AA. I've been caught on that before.
Right.
Or they might give one of those, special
Well, you
tube
should call
things.
Owen, says you fill it with sealant.
Yeah.
Future stuff going on there. To a certain extent, university teaches you to fend for yourself. Not everyone gets to go to university, though. And even when I went, I was so busy learning how to fend for myself, I didn't take my studies as seriously as I should have. John says, schools should teach kids how to fill and empty the dishwasher, especially not putting plates in front of bowls and not putting sharp knives pointing upwards.
I do that.
Excellent point, John. But then again, texter said, that might be a parent thing to teach the kids.
I can't load a dishwasher, and I've discussed it before. I overload the dishwasher, secretly come down in the middle of the night and take out the extra thing so it doesn't look so full.
Yes.
So that's the kind of thing that I get into trouble for. But even the round of drinks that was mentioned there. Yeah, ordering a round of drinks is a real skill. Getting the barman or the barmaid, I should say, barwoman. Real life skill, really quite tough to do. But I did get to meet a cavern man who's living in the UK. Here he is and his family.
Car mechanics, engines, oil, changing oil, more practical skills, all that kind of stuff. Even carpentry, simple basic carpentry. You know, things like that, you know, you can do your own DIY properly and with a bit of ease.
You're originally from Cavan, you live in the UK, you're in IT. What things would you have liked to have learnt in school that should have been on the curriculum? For me, something as simple as how to chat up a girl should have been on the curriculum.
I can't say it was one of my fortes, but I've done all right.
You've done all right.
Got a lovely wife and two beautiful twins, so I'm not too bad at that. Well, that respect.
Congratulations. So anything that you would have liked to learn?
I think more practical skills, certainly more being young people being more money aware, how to spend money, the value of money, and learn a lot of material around that. And how to budget.
Budget as well.
Absolutely. And just to, you know, a better understanding of, you know, how money works.
And integrating society, they should be doing things, basic things like, as well as your foreign languages, sign language.
Yeah.
I know that's not a get you, but you know, all of these.
So you think sign language as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I think languages, because it's like, especially when you look at other countries in Europe, a lot of them will know.
You need to start younger.
And they all speak English. For example, I was in France recently. They have pretty good English. Scandinavia, excellent English.
Like, there should definitely be more of a push for languages, and because it's just a key to everywhere else. And yeah, like you say there, just more when you're younger, because what is it, when you're younger, it's easier to learn languages.
And what about something as simple as how to eat a lollipop? I still struggle with that. Are you any good with that?
Oh, I'm absolutely fantastic. I'm an Olympian.
So. And are you good at eating a lolly, or does it all fall on the ground?
It normally falls on the ground and down my chin.
And down your chin, and you're the guy in IT.
I know. Too busy.
There you go, that happens to us all. Finally, Jerry got in contact to say a guy called Jerry moved into a flat in London. The previous tenant had left her number in case they needed help with understanding anything. He was completely flummoxed with the washing machine, so he rang her. After explaining how to use the washing machine, they stayed chatting and got on like a house on fire. They agreed to meet for a drink. One thing led to another, and they became a couple. They visited her mother in Norfolk, and her mum mentioned if her daughter remembered a Jerry she had a crush on when she was 7 years old on a holiday in Somerset. But she said that can't be the same person, as that Jerry was blonde and this Jerry was dark-haired. Her daughter said she knew her Jerry was blonde when he was young, and they laughed it off. After they returned to London, her mother dug out the holiday snaps from the Somerset holiday and sent them to her daughter. It was the same Jerry.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Isn't that fantastic?
I thought maybe that was like how the washing machine brought them together or
about love.
It was about love.
Isn't that beautiful?
Or a stalker. Who knows?
Who slipped in or slided in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was slipping or sliding, that fella. Yeah. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.